listening to the Hollywood Boulevard podcast.
Yeah, and welcome to the Wild Wild West of Space. This is Alfred Crane, my friend Jonathan Moody, and Hollywood Boulevard podcast.
Hey, what's up, Alfred? How are you doing?
Not much. I heard you want to talk about Serenity tonight.
Or Firefly. Yeah, Serenity was the movie. Firefly was the show. Right. Which I liked both.
Same here. It's been a while since I watched them, so it's good to go back and read about them, and I've had a lot going on, so I haven't had a chance to watch the shows, but I just remember they were such a freaking awesome series for 13 episodes. It was just like, when it took me years to watch it because people kept talking about it and talking about it.
Well, technically, there's 14 episodes because one was the pilot that never aired, that they still have in the, they actually, if you go to Hulu, it shows that pilot, Serenity, it's called, as the first one, which is what it should be. Train Job, or I think it's Train Job, should be second. They switch, from what I've understood, they've switched them because Fox didn't like the original pilot because it was it wasn't action-packed. It was that the characters were too they backed down too much, and they weren't, whatever. So they made them go in a room and rewrite it,
Okay. Well, I'm glad they did, because it turned out to be one hell of a show.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that Fox sort of agreed to let them air it, but Fox really, I don't think Fox really liked it,
No.
I think
back then when the shows would switch time slots a lot, that was a kiss of death.
Yeah.
When it started bouncing around.
When it started bouncing around, yeah, it was almost like you're done.
Right. Yeah, quite a cast, I'll tell you. I remember when I first watched it, it had Nathan Fillion and Marina Baccarin and the guy who played Book was on, Barney Miller. I love him.
Right.
It was an amazing show.
Ron Glass, played Buck.
Ron Glass. And,
Adam Baldwin from My Bodyguard. I mean,
yeah.
How can you? In Full Metal Jacket. That's right. Full Metal Jacket, too. I keep forgetting he was in that. What a fantastic cast. But Nathan Fillion wasn't a star then. This show made him a star, which was great. Just like, Sarah Michelle Gellar wasn't a star in before Buffy, sort of made her one. So Joss Whedon liked to take people who aren't big stars yet and sort of make them big stars.
Right. He did on Buffy and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then this.
And then he did Buffy, then he did Angel, then he did this, then he did Dollhouse and a few other shows. Yeah. He's done the recent one he did was called The Nevers on HBO, but I haven't had a chance to watch that yet.
I didn't know he did that. That one looked interesting.
Yeah, well, he's been kicked off the show, sadly, his own creation. So I don't know if they'll ever have a season two,
right,
or not, because he got in some trouble with the Justice League thing and. Ooh. Yeah, situation. I don't know if you heard about that, but we could probably get into all that later because there was actually stuff on set of Firefly that got announced that was not appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah. But yeah, we'll get into that later to talk about it, like toward the end. So, let's see. Okay, by the way, Joe just sent me a message.
He did?
Yeah, so right now is a really rough time for him, so he can't make it for this episode, but he will be back. He's planning to be back later. I just wanted to make sure he when I sent him a message, make sure he knew, that we'll be back later and whatnot with him. But he's not going through a great time, so everybody say your prayers and other stuff and well wishes for Joe and his family and the stuff that he's going through right now. You heard all about that, I'm sure. So, Alfred. Oh, I feel like I lost you for a second.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
So yeah, I'm sad that he's going through this tough time. He's a valuable part of our team, and it's almost like we have one third of our bodies. We have a leg and a chest gone.
Oh, yes, we do. But he'll be back. He'll be back next season. You know, that's his plan. Why did you pick this show for the season?
I put it off watching it for so long because I was like, no. So episode here and there, but I didn't quite get into it, and thought it was just way too hyped, and I just wasn't sure what to think about it. And then I did some reenacting for a long time. And one of my good friends, Ryan Henry, shout out to him. He talked me into watching it, and he said, "You should really take a Firefly." I said, "Okay." My friend Gary Smith always talked about it, and it was on Netflix at the time. And I just started watching it. Oh my God, it's really good. Oh my God, it's really good. It's only 14 episodes, but I better slow down because even when I binge watch shows, there are like 10 episodes in a season, like on The Expanse or other shows, like 14, and that's it. It's it's like a fine wine. You know, you don't want to drink it all, but damn, it's good.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to drink it up too quickly. And then yet you can't help it, you know, when you're watching these things.
It's just basically what it says. It's like the Old West in space.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which was pretty neat. But, you know, if you think about, like, you know, it takes a lot of tropes from, like, Star Trek and Star Wars and all those different space operas, you know.
Right.
But it brings something new to it. I want to read you what Joss Whedon said about when he created the show, like what was his let's see, when origin, when Whedon developed the concept for the show after reading The Killer Angels by Michael Shara, chronicling the Battle of Gettysburg during the American Civil War. He wanted to follow people who had fought on the losing side of a war, their experiences afterwards as pioneers and immigrants on the outskirts of civilization, much like a post-American Civil War era reconstruction in the American Old West. He intended the show to be a stagecoach kind of drama, and a lot of people trying to figure out what their lives, figure out their lives in a bleak pioneer environment.
Right.
Whedon wanted to develop a show that was tactile nature of life, a show where existence was more physical and more difficult. Whedon also read a book about Jewish partisan fighters in World War II, or Parisian fighters in World War II. Whedon wanted to create something for the television that was more character driven and gritty than most American science fiction television science fiction. He felt had become too pristine and rarefied. Yeah. Whedon wanted to give the show a name that indicated movement and power, that felt that Firefly had both. This power powerful words, relatively insignificant meaning, Whedon felt added to its allure. He eventually created a ship in the image of a Firefly.
That's an awesome ship, too.
Oh, yeah.
I bought this science fiction ship shirt, and it had everything with Firefly on it. One of my friends said, "If it didn't get a Firefly, it ain't complete." I was like, "You're right about that."
Yeah, I absolutely love what they just said about that, because, like, it did feel that way, you know. It felt like it was a different show than what, you know, the most science fiction, like Babylon 5 or whatever, you know, were trying to do, because a lot of them were just trying to mimic Star Trek.
Right.
They were trying to give that feeling of doing another version of Star Trek. You know, obviously there's all those Star Trek shows, like Deep Star Nine or whatever.
Deep Space Nine, yeah.
Deep Space Nine, sorry.
Deep Star Nine was probably a porno or something.
Probably the Porto version. I'd watch that. I mean, why not? You know. But yeah, so it was. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was when I read that, I was like, okay, I got to make sure that gets said, because that's exactly what, you know, the show was about.
Yeah, I really am pleased with how they did it. And every show was just solid, good writing. The characters were awesome. And they didn't have to go into all this exposition about everybody. I mean, you learned who they were as you went. It's not like, we're space cowboys and we're doing this. Just like, oh, they're doing this. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Exactly. Like, I didn't even think of them really as cowboys most of the time. It didn't feel completely like the old west, you know?
No.
Like, nobody talked like the old west. Nobody. It had the western feel at times, especially if they went to like a saloon type thing, you know? Which, if you think about Star Wars, what does that have? You know, the cantina.
Yeah.
Very much a saloon, you know? So, all these shows kind of do that. They kind of, or movies or whatever that these are based off of. So, I mean, I don't know. I really, really, really enjoyed Firefly as a whole, you know? And I'm very sad that Fox decided to kick it off.
Yeah, there was a while there, I think they kept having these mailing campaigns and they were going to do it, and they couldn't get the people together or something.
For what? To, like, bring it back?
Yeah. I kept hearing rumors all the time. Every year, a rumor would surface in Comic-Cons, and then people...
I mean, I was very happy that they did Serenity, you know, the movie.
Yeah.
Because at least it tied up stuff that they were probably planning to tie up in the second season. I don't know if you ever watched like Big Bang Theory.
I did for a while, yeah.
There was an episode where like Sheldon was really upset because there was a TV show, I forgot what it was, Alpha, that got canceled by Sci-Fi, and then like first season or something, or one of the seasons, first or second season or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to know what was going to happen the next season because they left it on a cliffhanger. And whatnot. And then when he found out what, you know, he finally got the phone number to to one of the writers, you know, mm-hmm. or the writer that was going to write for the show. He explained to him over the phone what the next season was going to be. It was like, now I see why you got canceled. Bye. He hung up. But like the thing was, like, we kind of live in this era where, I guess we're so lucky now that like, everything's Netflix or whatever, like they usually just buy the first season of something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They should never, no TV show should ever leave you hanging.
No, definitely not.
Because there's always the chance that it won't come back for another season.
Right.
I mean, so what is it? Breaking Bad had that problem. Like they thought they were going to wrap it up in the third, I think it was the third or fourth season, and then, it was fourth season, and then they brought it back for a fifth, so they had to like they wrapped it up, they get all done, mm-hmm. they thought it was done, and then they wrapped it up and they had to do a whole new season, and
right.
That's I wish I never watched that season, honestly. I did not like the last season of Breaking Bad, because it just, to me, it just ruined everything that the last season had just like, you know, finished, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it did end on a bang, though. It was pretty cool, but it did kind of,
well, I was just,
at least it wasn't like Game of Thrones ending. It was horrible.
Yeah, well, that was rushed. That ending was rushed. They were trying to basically tie everything up and whatever, and they didn't have enough episodes to tie everything up. They needed more episodes, but they just, you know, rushed everything, and it felt right. That way, you know. You know, you see these like movies and TV shows, you know, like they have only three episodes left, and you're like, how the hell are they gonna like connect everything? And then right. they do in like two seconds basically, and it just sucks.
The Star Trek Next Generation had a bad habit of doing that. Each episode would be like, I think, yeah, this is 5 minutes of it. You like trouble, and then like in the last 2 minutes, Wesley comes in and saves the ship or something.
Deus Ex Machina comes in and just saves the day.
Or Deus, oh, why don't we press this button here? Oh, yeah.
So annoying. I hate that crap, you know, because, yeah, let me press this button and then the world will be saved. Well, why didn't you just do that 2 episodes ago?
Right.
We just remembered we have to end this episode right now. Like, we have to end the season somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's bull crap because if people had more shit planned out, a lot of times these shows are written week by week, you know, not over time. But if they had it all already planned out, you know, and everything, shows would be a lot better, I feel like. But, you know, it's kind of hard to do that, I guess, you know? Because you know they have to do the shows when they can release them, you know.
Right.
That's what I get mad about Law and Order SVU all the time.
Right.
You know, because I just feel like they're writing in as they go.
Right. That's a lot of shows have that problem. The one thing with Babylon 5, J. Michael Straczynski had it all written out about how it was going to flow. I think the thing he didn't have was that the last season they added in. Which I don't think he wanted, but they made him do it because TNT. So that's another story for another day.
Did you know he wrote for the real Ghostbusters?
Yes.
I did not know that till recently. I was like, oh, that's a big name for the real Ghostbusters.
I know because I found out recently they had a YouTube video on the show. And I remember watching the cartoon and that probably saw his name for
it. Are you talking about the toy one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that one too. That's where I saw it. Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's
funny. Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't there was so much information on the real Ghostbusters that even I, as a huge fan of that show, didn't realize, you know, and everything. That feels like at some point we should do
do
an episode on the real Ghostbusters. But that'll be another time, another season. But for this one, So you didn't watch it originally, and so you and I were one of the many people that didn't watch this movie that failed it, you know. I think it failed when it was on Fox, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I think Buffy was originally on Fox, and then they gave it to, like, or they sent it to the WB, you know, or whatever, and then that became a big hit. So Fox wanted another big hit from him, so he did Firefly, and I guess they weren't, I don't think they were 100% on it, like, about it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They didn't, like, lots of people, they don't get it.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't big fans of the show too. Like, I mean, there are a lot of fans, don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of people who just don't get it or don't like it, you know.
Right.
And that's cool, like, that's fine, but, like, I love it. Like, I don't know. Let's talk about the characters.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite character on the show?
I like the engineer.
Which one? Kaylee?
Yeah.
Oh, she's sweet. I love her too. Jewel State is her real name. You know, the actress's name. And she was in a show that I love to death called The LA Complex. You got to see that. Mm. It's really good.
I'd probably say overall Book is my favorite. And then her.
Book and her. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was watching the pilot again recently, I just love their first interaction together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was hilarious that basically they were all asked to come on board the ship when like they were stealing cargo.
You know? Right.
So they were thieves already and they were on that ship. And of course they bring Summer Glau's River Tam on the show, you know, on board. They don't even know it. Like a stowaway.
Right.
You know,
Who's your favorite?
That's a good question. I think I like Wash the most.
Yeah.
Mainly because he's a comic relief, which makes it good at times, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was really sad in Serenity.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we can, since we're talking about Firefly, we can mention Serenity stuff. But, like, you know, I loved his character so much that when he and Book died, I was just like,
yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, how dare they? Like, the, you know, which they did it specifically because they knew that you would not, you know, that, that this is a movie that you had no idea if who would die, if anybody else would die, you know?
Yeah.
It would have been sad.
I actually saw the movie before I saw the TV series.
Oh, did you?
Before, yeah. So the movie in like 2000 when it came out, like 2005, then it was like 10 years later when I saw the series.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. The movie was good. I saw it in the theater, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to see it in the theater. I remember that because I think I had discovered it on, like, after it, like, I don't believe I watched it when it came out, even though I was a big Buffy fan at that time. But I remember it came out. I was living in a house, you know, and I remember going to the theater in 2005 and watching the movie Serenity. Mm-hmm. And I actually really liked the TV show by then. So I think I had discovered it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it was that it was on. But yeah, I absolutely love the series, and then watched that movie and fell in love with the movie. And I mean, to me, Joss could do no wrong as a writer.
Yeah, he's great. And one thing that was funny about the show was I noticed that they were using the Alliance costumes were kind of familiar. And said, oh, they're the old Starship Trooper leftover costumes.
Yeah, I guess. Do you think that's what it was?
Yeah, it is. I was talking to my friend Gary. Yeah, that's what it was. They had a lot of the Starship Trooper stuff next to where they're producing the show.
So they're just like, here you go. Here's leftover Starship Trooper. That's funny. I did not know that. Interesting. They did look like it, so I get it. But yeah, I absolutely love that. So what was your favorite episode? Do you remember?
Not off the top of my head. I like the one where they were on the planet where it was like the Alliance planet. They had to break in and break out. That was a good one. I can't remember the name of that one. Enough to look.
I would say the original pilot was my favorite. Mainly because fucking one of my favorite actors is in that episode, which is Mark Shepard played Badger.
Oh yeah, Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to think of what would be my second favorite, because I'm trying to remember which one I really, really liked. Let's see. I think it wasn't War Stories. I'm not really a big fan of the war stuff, you know? Like when they do like flashbacks to Mal and Zoe being in the war and stuff. It just was never my thing. But
I like the one with the lady from Mad Men.
I'm not sure which one that is.
Yeah. Heck.
Are you talking about Melinda Clark?
Yes, I believe so.
The Hearts of Gold episode, when a companion-trained friend of Inara's who runs a brothel on a remote planet calls for help from Serenity when a local reveals his intentions to take the baby from a woman he impregnated.
No, and wasn't that one.
Okay, then that's not what I'm... oh my goodness. People are going to be like, why are we listening to this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Larry Drake was in an episode.
Wow.
Fucking Dr. Giggles himself. I just did a whole podcast on him on 90s horror. You know, on Dr. Giggles.
Dr. Giggles. We had a coworker we called Dr. Giggles.
There you go. Oh yeah, and Badger was in that episode too. That's funny. I don't know. I don't know which one you're referring to.
Yeah, neither. Perhaps have a part two to this because I need to probably watch the episodes again to talk more about it.
Specifically, yeah. Oh, wow. Holy cow. Doug Savant was in an episode too. Yeah.
Oh, the one with the cattle, I like Safe. That was a good one.
The one what?
And they deliver the cattle on the cattle over the ship and they're making a mess over the place.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a while. I got to remember. Yeah. I didn't rewatch all the episodes too. That's a bad, you know, research, but it's been a busy week, month, year, you know.
Yeah.
Like, shit's been crazy. It's hard to like, you know, watch these things and know. But let's see. I mean, there were 14 episodes, 13 plus the pilot, that the unaired pilot. It went from it aired September 20th, 2002 to July 28th, 2003. And I'm guessing, yeah, so that's weird. Hold on. And saying that August 4th. Okay, so it only aired like 10 episodes before it, like, and then it aired the pilot. I'm guessing it says it aired the pilot on December 20th, 2002. But then
I think the remaining three episodes came out on the DVD release.
Yeah, all of them came out on the DVD release. But see, they had filmed like three extra episodes. I think they filmed a whole season, but you know, Fox didn't. And I don't even understand that. Like, okay, if you put all your money into the shows, you know, right? And then you're airing almost all of them anyway. Why don't you just air all of them like that? You know, and then just say, right, well, I guess it didn't do well, but at least we aired them, you know, so people could see them.
Were some aired out of order?
I think so. So I was looking at it going, this is just strange. Like, actually, it didn't. So the way it says on IMDb, the train job episode was the first one aired, right? Then Bushwhacked on September 27th. Then Our Mrs. Reynolds on October 4th. The next episode wasn't until October 18th with Janestown. October 25th with Out of Gas. November 1st for Shindig. November 8th for Safe. November 15th for Ariel. December 6th. So they, you know, that's the thing with primetime shows, right? Like Fox or NBC or ABC or something, they tend to kind of take little breaks, you know, a couple weeks off or whatever, maybe even a month off, and then they'll, you know, air another episode, right? Yeah. So that one had a little break, December 6th, then December 13th, and then December 20th was the last episode that aired on Fox, I believe. And that was the pilot. So that was like, I guess they were just doing it out of respect to like, just get it shown, you know?
Yeah.
But then episodes 12, 13, and 14, I guess, didn't probably air at all. Cause it says aired August 4th, 2003 and July 21st and July 28th. But that sounds like out of order, but that wasn't even, that was the next year. So they must have done it as repeats or something.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Like, it was in syndication or something.
Yeah, when they were in syndication, which, you know, and then it was, I'm guessing because those were all on the DVD, so people are already seeing them. So they just put them out so people could see them on Fox. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's just weird because it says the 13th episode came out on July 21st. The 14th episode came out July 28th. And then the 12th episode came out August 4th. So that's the last one to be aired, was like the 12th, mm, not the 14th.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I don't know what that means. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they made it out of order, but yeah. I know Nathan Fillion loved this show. It's the same, mm-hmm, as like the best experience he's ever had on set.
He played the character, or he dressed up as him in a show of one of the recent shows he was on. I can't remember what it was. He dressed up as Nathan. He dressed up as the,
yeah,
the Halloween episode.
So anyway, to go back to a few things, Joss Whedon intended the show to have a run for 7 seasons.
Oh, wow. That would have been awesome.
While there were low ratings at first, the real reason it was canceled was that the Fox executives thought it was too dark. Joss Whedon and the cast refused to change the storyline, so Fox canceled it after only 11 episodes out of 14 airing on the network. Prior to the cancellation, fans formed a Firefly immediate assistance campaign, which involves sending in postcards to the Fox network to support the production of the show. After that failed, the campaign worked on getting another network such as UPN to pick up the series for a second season. The campaign ended up being unsuccessful in securing the continuation of the show. So a lot of people started what was known as the Brown Coats, which was the, you know, what basically the Firefly people were and everything.
Yeah.
And they, and I remember there was like a big website that had Brown Coats all over it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember that at all? Like,
I'd done this before I got into it.
Oh, okay. So you knew about that beforehand. I'm guessing one of your friends, like Gary, was a Brown Coat.
Probably. They're just, I didn't even know about it until I watched the show. People were like, oh. So, yeah. Like a lot of this pop culture that came up around it, I was a very late comer to, but I absolutely adore the show.
During the DVD commentary, it is mentioned that there was a subplot for Inara that was never developed, but that was foreshadowed with the number of shots and or lines during the series. At 2008 Dragon Con panel, Morena Baccarin, I think, is that how you say her name? Baccarin?
Yeah.
Confirmed the long-standing rumor that the subplot would be involved that Inara having a terminal illness. I did not. I can sort of see that now, like now that I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been an interesting thing, I guess. A little bit of drama there, you know. I always thought there was a very big, like, would they, would, wouldn't they kind of relationship between her and Mal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. So this is the last thing I'll read. I don't know if I should read this or not, because this is very graphic.
Why not?
Probably not. I'm gonna change that. Because there was some stuff that would have been very graphic on the show that I'm glad the studios nixed, because they didn't want to see that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, Joss. So to go into the thing I was telling you earlier, Joss Whedon, I know you've heard some stuff, right, about Joss?
Mm.
No?
No.
Well, Joss has been getting a lot of trouble because on the set of Justice League, and apparently on many other sets, and nobody else has ever come forward. He was very rude and abusive to his cast members.
Ooh.
And crew, you know, and he would typically yell at them, and he would treat them like badly or whatever. And he's gotten into a lot of trouble, and a lot of actors and people are coming on board saying some stuff, like saying Joss is not somebody to be trusted, not somebody, you know, he's just very abusive. And he and so on the set of Firefly, apparently he made all the he liked to make the female writers, the women writers, cry. And when I heard that recently, I was like, oh, that sucks, because I really liked the dude at first. Now that I keep hearing all these like nasty things, it's hard to sometimes it's hard to separate the art from the artist, because
oh yeah, it sure is.
Because when you're looking at who the person is, you know, if they're despicable scum, you know, it's hard for you to go, oh man, I still love his stuff, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so he was very happy. He would tell people he was very happy to make them cry. And that makes me sad when I heard
me
that.
Too.
However, Alan Tudyk has gone on, the guy who played Wash, has gone on to say he never had a bad experience on set for Firefly. And so he doesn't understand, and he's known Joss for 17 years, and he's never saw that side of him. So maybe Firefly, the show with the cast, maybe he was a little bit different, you know. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I'm just stating that it's rough to kind of, a lot of people might not like even want to listen to the show because they don't like who Joss is, you know.
Right.
And they don't want to listen to this episode because they don't want to support Firefly because of that. And that right. always sucks, because, you know, a lot of people work their butt off to make this a good show.
Right.
But in the same sense, I always view it as, well, you know, they didn't know probably that, because, you know, that Joss was this person that he's kind of gotten into now. I'm hoping he changes his ways and he makes something, and he's learned that he can't be abusive and he can't treat people the way he does, and maybe he'll, you know, maybe this will be a good thing for him, he'll come back on top, you know. But there are probably some people that don't want him to, you know, still. I don't know, I can't say anything. All I can say is I loved him, you know, since Buffy, since I first watched Buffy and figure out who this guy was. So, you know, big fan. Right.
Yeah, like, I don't remember. I watched Buffy when I was in Texas a lot with a buddy of mine when we were on a business trip. His daughter loved the show. And so he started watching, and I didn't have anything else to do. So we go hang out with him and watch Buffy. And then one of my friends was hooked on Dollhouse, but Firefly was the best one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I Buffy is my favorite. Firefly is my second. Angel's my third. And Dollhouse is probably like my least favorite. And it's interesting that I like Firefly more than Dollhouse, even though Firefly got less of a season than Dollhouse. Right. I just felt like Dollhouse was sort of I don't know, I felt like Dollhouse was sort of a boring show in a way. Like it didn't, like, I would have rather he had done a comic called Frey, and I would have rather that have been what Liza Gadushku was you know, on. But I think maybe the problem is that people would have considered it too much like her character in Buffy, because her character in Buffy was, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I would have rather seen Frey, which was a great comic and much more fun than this. I don't know if you heard of that or not, but it's set in the Buffy universe, basically, but years in the future, where vampires are still being slayed by a slayer, you know.
Oh.
You know, so it was just like a continuation of Buffy, and I don't know if that might have been the reason it can't be be made is because, you know, they didn't have the rights to that universe or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have liked to see that. I think some people made like little fan videos or something. And I bet there's Firefly fan films, you know.
I'm sure there are.
Biggest problem with doing that is you need a little bit of a budget or at least a little bit of a set to do, you know, it to do it right, you know. But I don't know. I have a friend of mine who does, you know, fan films all the time, and maybe I'll suggest a Firefly fan film.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll do it, but most likely he'll be like, I need money to do that.
Yeah, of course. And that's
the problem of fan films is money, you know?
Yes.
You know, so, but that's the thing. Like, people really care about the show. Like, as was said, they tried to get a continuation, and Fox just, I mean, Fox isn't about, like, I mean, I'm surprised they got this the movie, you know, or whatever, you know, like, I'm surprised that happened. You know, we didn't get a Veronica Mars sequel until they did a Kickstarter. Maybe Joss Whedon could have done a Kickstarter and got a, you know.
Yeah, right. That probably would have worked.
Yeah. I guarantee you all the people who love the show and would donate, you know, to that. I never saw, well, I saw the Veronica Mars movie, and honestly, it was okay. It wasn't, the problem with that show was it was great as a show, but it didn't have the feeling of a movie, you know? So when you do a movie version of a TV show, it still feels like just a long version of the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it didn't feel like a movie, and movies and TV shows are definitely two different species these days.
Yes.
So I don't know. That's just how I felt.
Right.
And maybe it was. Maybe it was like, I don't know, an added thing for it. I was not really that into Veronica Mars to begin with. I don't know if you were or not.
I didn't know it.
There's a lot of TV shows out there, dude.
There are. I didn't watch some of them.
Yep. And we'll be talking more about them in a couple seasons. But so I guess we could wrap this up now, you know?
All right.
Right? Are you okay with that?
Yes, yeah, cool.
Is there anything more that you wanted to add to Firefly?
I'm gonna watch it again because I want to have it. It's good. You know, if you've been watching the series, like waiting for you to watch it again, it's almost new.
Right.
I forget a lot of it, and I'm looking forward to watching it again with new eyes and see the episodes for a second time. We only watched them all once, you know, because a show that's good, I don't want to ruin it. You know, keep watching it and know it by heart. Yeah, just some stuff I really like to watch and really enjoy it.
Exactly. And we'll touch up on something. We'll go into more detail for like a bonus episode or something.
Sounds great. I would love that.
Yeah.
This year's been wacky. It's hard to get back, trying to get back into my podcasting skills and balancing life, the universe, and everything.
All right.
Bonus would be great.
I'll tell you this. We'll do a bonus one for our Patreon folks. So out there listening, if you want to be a Patreon member, just give us $1. And we'll put this episode out sometime next year, early next year, and you guys can all listen to us do a bonus episode where we go into more detail about the show with rewatching the episodes and talking more about it.
I have Joe with us too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hopefully. Oh,
He doesn't have time to like fully rewatch a whole new show. And so he told me, that's what he's been going through. So maybe, I mean, I don't think so, but I think you and I will definitely do one if we don't have him there with us. And we'll get it for our patrons. So
it's
$1. You can become a patron. Just go to patreon.com/indiefilmcafe and you'll be able to hear more bonus content. We already do, Paul and I already do bonus content there, and we're going to have it where We have buttons, and we're going to have giveaways coming up soon. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving away free Dollar Tree DVDs that we have, and we'll be sending them off to whoever signs up. We'll put we're going to do like we're going to do put them in a pile and pick a name and everything.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So there you go. But we need to get a few more, a few more people joining our patrons to do that. And so please, if you sign up, we'll put your name in a pile and you'll be able to possibly win a giveaway coming up. All right. So with that being said, thank you so much. This has been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on here and talking with us, or talking with me.
I always enjoy it, Jonathan. I always do.
I always do too. This will be up on Monday.
Great.
Oh, yep. And everybody who's been listening, thank you guys so much for checking this out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And tune in next year, where it's going to be May that we'll come back. But if you go to that Patreon, we'll have it before then for another episode. So bonus episode coming up. You don't want to miss that. Maybe we'll do more of those if we can.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll do more bonus content for you guys. Just let us know if you guys want to hear more stuff. Sorry, this wasn't as, it's just been a busy end of the year for all of us.
We're going to make sure we got it in, though.
Yep, definitely. All right, well, thank you so much. And
thank you, Jonathan, so much for having me.
You stick around for a second. I'm going to talk to you for a second, but everybody else, thank you guys. Yeah, hope you guys have a good one. And see you guys next year.
See ya. Bye.
You're listening to the Hollywood Boulevard Podcast.